This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is War Now, the Wayne Allyn Root Show, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allyn Root.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root, War Now on USA Radio Network. This is the one and only Wayne Root in the house at Wayne Manor. What a day. Another day with As the Jews and Muslims Turn, the soap opera of the United States House. Nancy Pelosi overrules Engel's call for Ilhan Omar to apologize for a vile anti-Semitic slur. You know, it's an incredible thing. If you follow me on Twitter, and you should, at Real Wayne Root, I had quite a few things to say about it today. Can you even imagine, let's go over this, can you even imagine for a second if a Republican, white, male, if a Republican white male said something anti-black, something racist, something using the N-word, and the GOP, the party itself, responded by letting that person, that racist, edit the statement of condemnation by the GOP that was created to respond to what he said. And then, of course, with him editing it, the racist, it would turn into a resolution or a condemnation condemning anti-white racism as well as anti-black racism. Can you imagine the response of the nation? But that's exactly what happened. They let Ilhan Omar edit the remarks, and then it turned into something about anti-Islamic hate. Okay, there was hate speech by a Muslim against Jews, and then the response by Democrats wasn't, we condemn hatred of Jews, it was condemn hatred of Jews and Muslims, even though it was a Muslim condemning Jews. And of course, the Muslim edited it, so of course it was now a condemnation of all forms of bigotry, including those against Islam. And, of course, her name wasn't mentioned. Have you ever heard of anything like this? I've never heard of anything like this. Nancy Pelosi said today the House would vote later in the day. It might have happened already. I got to check, but I downloaded this a couple hours ago. The House would vote later today on a resolution condemning hate as Democrats try to move on from a controversy that's roiled the party and clouded their agenda. We're working on a resolution. We'll see when we bring it to the floor that we'll again speak out against anti-Semitism, anti-Islamophobia. Really, there was no anti-Islamophobia. So why are you responding to anti-Islamophobia? Anti-white supremacy! Really? So a Muslim attacks Jews, and there has to be a condemnation of anti-Islamophobia, anti-white supremacy. Our country has no place for this, Pelosi said. I mean, this is any Jew that remains in the Democratic Party is an idiot. Can you quote me? You got to be a moron if you don't realize what fools they're making of you. The entire party, the Democratic Party, is a party of Jew haters, and it's time for a jexit. All Jews have to exit an exodus from the Democratic Party. And you're allowing them to make fools out of you. They won't force her to apologize, Ilhan Omar. They let her edit the statement, and she turns it into a statement about Islamophobia. Democrats have been in knots after comments from the newly elected Minnesota Representative Ilhan Omar. You never hear, you know, you never ever hear from a freshman in Congress, just like you never hear from a freshman in high school or a freshman in college. How come you hear day and night from this one, a Somali-American Muslim, that some saw as anti-Semitic? I'm reading this article in the New York Post. Some saw as anti-Semitic. Well, others said she was only criticizing the Israeli government's policies towards Palestinians. Some Democratic lawmakers, I'm sure only the Jewish ones, wanted a resolution that rebuked the comments, but others viewed the condemnation as unfairly singling out Omar. Unfairly singling out Omar. You hear me? Unfairly. at a time when President Trump and others have also made disparaging comments about Muslims and Latinos. Really? So at the time, I'm sure you didn't say anything, really, huh? Democrats didn't condemn Trump's comments about Muslims and Latinos, but now you got to lump them all together. You can't put out one that just condemns your guy, in this case a gal, talking about Jews. Pelosi said she did not believe Omar was anti-Semitic. Okay. I feel confident her words are not based on any anti-Semitic attitude. Right, as she wears a hijab, and her best partner in crime, Rashid Tlaib, puts a little post-it note over the state of Israel on her map behind her and hides Israel behind Palestine. Meaning they want to destroy Israel. They want to eliminate Israel. They want to delete Israel. They want to send Jews into the sea and murder them all. Oh, I know her type. Nazis. And now we're defending Nazis in the United States of America. Phew. Right, exactly. One of my great friends just texted me. That's all the logic of an insane Democrat mind. Right, of course. But what's insane about it is that most Jews are Democrats. Time for a Jexit. And I'm going to be the one to leave this. Time for a Jexit. Get out of the Democratic Party. Get off the Democrat plantation. The Jews understand what fools the Democratic Party is making of you? Just fools. And then I want to read you the best one of all that proves everything I'm saying is true. It proves it. Again, it's not going to make the evening news, and most Jews will never even hear about this. Most people will never hear about this, but you'll hear about it on my show. This is the proof of what's really going on in the Democratic Party. Ilhan Omar's experience is more personal than Jews whose parents survived the Holocaust, says Representative James Clyburn, black Democrat from South Carolina. Clyburn defended freshman Congresswoman Ilhan Omar by saying her experience was more personal than Jews whose parents survived the Holocaust. Can you imagine? Can you imagine even saying something like that, thinking something like that? Who would say it out loud as a congressman? Clyburn argued Omar's experience is much more empirical and powerful than that of people who are generations removed from the Holocaust, Japanese internment camps during World War II and other violent episodes that have marked history. I'm serious about that. There are people who tell me, well, my parents are Holocaust survivors. My parents did this or that. It's more personal with her. I've talked to her. I could tell you she's living through a lot of pain. So in other words, what he's saying is, if my grandparents lived through the Holocaust, and most of my relatives did, if my grandparents lived through the Holocaust, that was still my grandparents, not me. So you can't compare that to Ilhan Omar, who's living through the pain now. Really, what pain is she living through? Omar has been condemned by members of both parties for alleged anti-Semitic comments. Democrats had delayed a resolution Wednesday that would have denounced anti-Semitism. One is expected to be introduced Thursday. One senior House Democratic source telling Fox News the anti-Semitism resolution is expected to be introduced and voted on, but said the text is being finalized. It's being drafted by Maryland Representative Jamie Raskin, Louisiana Representative Cedric Thompson, both Democrats. Bernie Sanders, a Jew, but a non-religious Jew, of course. I'm sure he's an atheist. Defends Ilhan Omar, backs legitimate criticism of Israel. Of course he does. Of course he does, because Democrats, even Jewish Democrats, are a disgrace to the religion, disgrace to America, disgrace to the Jewish people, disgrace to Israel. Bernie Sanders, Dianne Feinstein, that one from Nevada, Jackie Rosen, all silent in the face of Jew-hating. The resolution, although it doesn't include Omar's name, can you imagine, doesn't, was aimed at her and her controversial comments before Democrats softened their stance and decided to include other forms of hate, including Islamophobia and xenophobia. The House also reported Clyburn said he spoke with former California Congressman Norman Panetta, a Japanese-American interned during World War II, who gave him a special appreciation for Omar's experience. She won't be targeted. We're going to target those people who had her picture on the Twin Towers. This resolution is going to be inclusive. It's going to be expansive. He was referencing an anti-Muslim group's display last month at the West Virginia State House that featured a picture of Omar under a burning Twin Towers during the September 11th terrorist attacks. You can't believe it. I said this on Twitter. I'm going to say it in my column coming out Sunday in newspapers around the country, including where it starts, of course, the Las Vegas Review-Journal. This isn't about Ilhan Omar. This is about all of them. all the Jew haters in the Democratic leadership that ever decided to put the hijab-wearing Muslim who has an obsessive hatred for Jews in Israel on the Foreign Affairs Committee. Can you imagine doing that? What would be your reasoning for doing that? To show how progressive you are? To show how wonderful you are? How non-racist you are? How non-Islamophobic you are? I just wonder, I wonder if I, Wayne Root, were a congressman. And I said, you know, all Muslims are just horrible people, and we should just kill them all. If I said that, would you put me on the Foreign Affairs Committee overseeing foreign relations with Middle Eastern countries? Don't think so. Now, you're going to say to me, Ilhan didn't go that far. She didn't say anything about killing Jews. Oh, it was inferred. Trust me. It was inferred. She would love to kill all the Jews in Israel. She'd love to. If it would get that land back for her Palestinian people or her Somali people or whatever people it is in her mind, Muslims in general, that she'd like to get the land back from and for. You're kidding yourself if you don't think that's what's on the tip of her lips, but she won't quite say that because she knows that'd be the end of her political career and she'd be expelled from the United States House and kicked off the committee and her career would be over. Checkmate. You know that's what she believes. I mean, for God's sakes, there is proof that she married her brother. Look what you're dealing with here. You think she likes Jews? You think she wouldn't want to dispose of them? This is one step before the Nazis took out the Jews. Yet people making disgusting comments about them, the next step was that famous night in Germany where they allowed them to mark the stores and homes of Jews and break through the stores and steal everything in them. And then the third one was they dragged them out of their homes and brought them in cattle cars to gas houses. Let me tell you something. It all starts with Ilhan Omar. No exaggeration. This is the start. You don't let people like this near the United States House of Representatives. Ever, ever, ever. Hi, I'm Wade Allen Root for Tangible Investments. Tangible's CEO has been quoted on the front page of the Wall Street Journal, interviewed on CNBC, and featured in Fortune magazine. He's been warning about a volatile and unpredictable stock market for months. The Dow is down 4,000 points since the peak. The Russell 2000 down more than 20%. In 2008, the market fell 55%, more than half your net worth wiped out. You need asset protection now. If you're a qualified client who has ever bought gold or silver before, and you have the receipt to prove it, Tangible Investments will give you a free fractional American Gold Eagle with a retail value of $199. Tangible will prove after you deal with Tangible Investments, you'll never buy from anyone else ever again. Call now to find out if you qualify for your $199 gold gift free. Call Tangible Investments at 800-780-9000. That's 800-780-9000. Tangible has done billions of dollars in transactions and can show you how to protect your assets. Call 800-780-9000 and go for your free $199 coin.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon, hiking to the top of a mountain, or maybe surfing? What if I told you you can accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allen Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cenogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cenogenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Synagenix program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57 and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy of my life. My libido through the roof. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Synagenix. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Synagenix.com.
War now. Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us.
800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
You can speak with a capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, here's Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root. One of my fans and listeners just sent this email in. Great email. As you probably read, the Hispanic Caucus demanded Hispanics be included as groups being discriminated against. Well, what about white men? What about people who wear MAGA hats? What about women who vote for Trump? What about all deplorables? We want to be protected from discrimination as well. Doug, I'm with you, Doug. I'm Wayne Allen Root, your relentless warrior, conservative warrior, middle-class warrior, always Trump warrior, SOB, blue-collar son of a butcher, patriot. Above all, love America. America first at all times. First, second, third, fourth, and 3,000. The rest of you could be at number 3,001. We could start there for the rest of you. And I start there with Israel. America 1 through 3,000, Israel 3,001, and then everybody else comes behind that. Capitalist evangelist, American-made, proud of it, can only fight a war like this in the good old U.S. of A. You can listen to this show anytime on usaradio.com. Just click on Listen Live Now. Or you can go to iHeartRadio on demand 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. You can find me on TV at DirecTV, Dish TV, cable systems like Fios, UVerse, Comcast Xfinity, Newsmax TV Live. Go to NewsmaxTV.com, click on Watch Live Now. Go to YouTube and click on Newsmax TV Live. Roku, and you can watch me twice a day now on Newsmax TV, 8 o'clock Eastern, 5 Pacific, and 1 o'clock Eastern. It replays the next day, 10 a.m. Pacific. I'm a warrior for God, guns, gold, tax cuts, term limits, taxpayers, Trump, and that tall, wonderful wall. I'm an ass kicker, not an ass kisser. I fight for American citizens, not illegal aliens. And by the way, when I mentioned I'm a warrior for guns, you do understand the first thing Hitler did is take the guns away from the Jews before he killed them all. They do that in every single dictatorship, every commie dictatorship. And let me also point out, Jews have never fared well in any communist or socialist country in the history of the world. I said it when the rabbi was on the air yesterday, and he agreed with me. I said, you know why they go after the Jews first? Because Jews have big mouths. Jews don't take crap from anybody. Jews have, you know, put 10 Jews in a room, you have 20 opinions. Jews always have an opinion about everything. That's why we make the best radio talk show hosts. You know, Jews are all liberals, right? Except for Wayne Root, Dennis Prager, Michael Savage, Ben Shapiro. I think I'm short about 10 other ones. It's like out of the top 15 radio talk shows in America who are conservative, like 10 of 15 are Jewish. Good talkers, man. So when you get, you know, when you get a dictator who needs to get rid of all the big mouths, who will oppose him, who will question him, who will be cynical, you got to destroy all the Jews first. So why would Jews root for socialism when you know you're going to get killed, you moron? They're going to kill you first. You're the first one they're going to take out. Castro didn't want any Jews around. I guarantee you Maduro and Hugo Chavez didn't want any Jews around. I guarantee you Stalin didn't want any Jews around. And I think it's pretty well established Hitler didn't want any Jews around, huh? Maybe? You think? Oh, boy. This show comes to you from my flagship station, 790 Talk Now, otherwise known as KBET. Founded by the great Edward Stoltz and stations all over this great country, blessed by God. Syndicated by USA Radio and the great Fred Weinberg. Ed gave me my start in radio. Fred, my start in national syndication. We're in the Fordham Resources studio. Fordham Resources is the main title sponsor of the show. Fordham has over 350,000 acres of high-profile oil and gas resources in North America and internationally. U.S. ticker symbol FTMR. Repeat FTMR. Find out more at FordhamResources.com. That's F-O-R-T-E-M. FordhamResources.com. Ticker symbol FTMR. Check them out. Most caller-friendly show in America. 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. Numerically, 833-927-8255. My website, rootforamerica.com. You can email me anytime, Wayne Root at Gmail. Twitter me or see my tweets. Go to Twitter and see my tweets at Real Wayne Root, at Real Wayne Root. And this just in, the House does pass a broad resolution calling out racism, anti-Semitic comments, without naming Ilhan Omar. After several days of infighting and near rebellion, they passed a bipartisan resolution in the House on Thursday, today, indirectly condemning Minnesota Democratic Representative Ilhan Omar's repeated anti-Semitic and pernicious comments without mentioning her by name. Final draft of the resolution was expected to condemn virtually all forms of bigotry in what Republicans characterize as cynical ploy to distract from Omar's remarks. Texas Republican Louie Gohmert, one of my favorite congressmen in the world, speaking on the House floor to announce he would vote against the resolution, remarked, "Now the resolution condemns just about everything. Hatred for Israel is a special kind of hatred. It should never be watered down." He was joined in voting down the resolution by House Republican Conference Chair Liz Cheney. I love you, Liz. Thank you. I would have voted it down. Today's resolution vote was a sham put forward by Democrats to avoid condemning one of their own and denouncing vile anti-Semitism, said Liz Cheney. It's so clear what happened here, folks. And it's so embarrassing. I'll tell you a lot more about it when we get back. And we got Anthony Scaramucci coming up next.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
War now. USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Things got a bit heated on the House floor when debating a resolution that condemns hate speech. It started out as a proposal condemning anti-Semitism, but was expanded amid disagreements by Democrats. Republican leader and congressman from California, Kevin McCarthy.
I hope you've seen from the action on this side of the aisle of where we stand. We didn't have to have a resolution, but when it came to the floor, we voted for it. We took action before it came to the floor, and it wasn't simply, please apologize. It didn't have to be this hard.
The resolution did pass by a two-thirds majority. President Trump's former personal attorney, Michael Cohen, is suing the Trump Organization. The suit claims the Trump Company failed to pay his attorney fees and legal costs in connection with various matters while he was still employed there. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies in a capsule.
I had seen my kidney doctor because I only have one kidney that works.
Mm-hmm.
And the other one doesn't work at all. And I was pretty close to going on dialysis if it didn't improve. This last visit to my kidney doctor, my kidney it's operating at 21% now. So that's the highest that it's been in the last 8 years. This is really working well for me. And I am so grateful that I found this, that I found you guys.
When you call, use discount code USA, and we'll take 20% off any first preferred order of Balance of Nature and have it shipped to you free. Call 1-800-246-8751. That's 1-800-246-8751. Or go online to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Wayne
wants to hear from you. Call now. 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, War Now, USA Radio Network, as well as Newsmax TV in hour number three. You know, in hour number three, I've got the hottest show in the country on Newsmax TV, which is the fastest growing cable news channel in America. Bill O'Reilly joins me three times a week. There's a good reason why the king of cable news, 16 years in a row, made his comeback and shows my show, the Wayne Allen Root Show, on Mondays, Tuesdays, and Wednesdays. Number one show on Newsmax TV with a bullet, over 1,000 fan mails a week. And every one of you saying the same thing. You can't find anybody who tells the truth other than Donald Trump and Wayne Root. There's nobody on Fox News who tells it like I do. The nation's under invasion. Under invasion by illegals. Under invasion by Muslim extremists in the U.S. Senate. Excuse me, in the U.S. House of Representatives. Under invasion by Democrats who want open borders and the entire nation addicted to welfare. Under invasion by people who believe in the Cloward-Piven theory. Overwhelm the system. Bring us all to our knees, destroy capitalism, turn us into a socialist nation, under invasion by Jew haters. Amazing. I tell the truth. That's why the show is a bullet on Newsmax TV, number one by a mile. If you don't get Newsmax TV, call your local cable system and tell them you want Newsmax TV. To make it simple, call this toll-free number. We'll connect you instantly to your cable system for free. Tell them I want my Newsmax TV, I want my Wayne Allen Root, and if I can't get them, I'll switch to Dish TV or DirecTV. It's call toll-free, 844-563-97, 844-563-97. My show's so popular, they're putting it on twice a day now, 8 p.m. Eastern and 1 p.m. Eastern on Newsmax TV. And if you don't get it on cable or DirecTV, just go to NewsmaxTV.com, click on Watch Live Now, and there it is. Wayne Allen Root, 8 p.m. Eastern, 5 Pacific, and then repeated the next day, 1 p.m. Eastern, 10 a.m. Pacific. We got our guest, Anthony Scaramucci, served as White House Director of Communications in July 2017, founder of SkyBridge Investment Firm, specializing in hedge funds, author of the new book, Trump, the Blue Collar President, hosts a podcast with his wife, Deidre, Mooch and the Misses. Welcome to the show, Anthony.
Hey, let me tell you something, Wayne. It is a huge honor to be on. I'm a huge fan. And I just want to remind everybody that you were so early on Trump. You were before Trump.
Something like Trump that, yeah, kind of.
Yeah, I'm just being honest, everybody.
Yeah.
You were way ahead of me, and you were way miles ahead of everybody else. And so what do you think about 2020?
I think Trump, if things continue on the way they are with the crazy Jew-hating, you know, I'm Jewish, and to hear this stuff, I'm a Jew, grew up in an all-Italian neighborhood, so I'm most at home with guys like you, Anthony. All my friends are Italian, but I am Jewish, and I just can't believe the things coming out of the mouths of Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, Ilhan Omar, Rashida Tlaib, you know, let's take out the mother effer. I can't believe this is the United States House. I think the more they talk, the more it becomes very clear that Trump will win an easy victory. I don't know if landslides are possible anymore, so I don't know if I would use that word, but I think he'll win by a fairly comfortable margin in 2020. That's my best guess at this point.
Okay, well, I hope and pray that that's the case. But the thing I will say that I am concerned about, Wayne, is that the state of Israel, which you and I are supporters of, for 50, 60 years, it was a bipartisan commitment to the state of Israel.
Correct.
It didn't matter if the Likud Party or the Labor Party was running Israel. The United States, in a bipartisan commitment, one of our strongest allies in the last 70-plus years, the state of Israel, we were committed to it. Now, it's become a partisan issue. And so, as a Zionist, even though I'm a Roman Catholic, I'm worried about it. We have to figure out a way to re-knit that coalition. I think this is it's not good. We also both know if you go to Europe, the anti-Semitism, it feels this there feels like it's the 1930s. So we got to speak out against it. We've got to hold people accountable for what they're saying, and we have to explain to the nation's youth that scapegoating is completely and totally un-American.
Well, you know, and the big thing that's amazing to me, Anthony, I had a rabbi on yesterday. We had this long conversation. This rabbi from New York. You know, I'm a New Yorker, too. I could have grown up with you in your neighborhood. You and I are like two peas in the same pod. I love everything about you, and I think you and I are just, you know, simpatico. And I was talking to this rabbi, and I said, you know, you're a historian. I'm not a historian. Let me ask you something, Rabbi. Has there ever been a moment in history where a socialist or communist nation was good to Jews? Aren't Jews the first ones they come and get? And he agreed with me 100%. They always come to get the Jews. So for Jews to like socialists, whether it's Jewish Bernie Sanders, whether it's Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, there's tons of them. You can name 100 Democrats that really are socialists at this point. If they want to make America Venezuela or Cuba or East Germany or Russia, or remember the Nazis were socialists as well, the very first people that are harmed are always the Jews. They scapegoat the Jews and they come after the Jews because socialism hates the people with money, and there are plenty of Jews who are very bright, very educated, very successful. Guy like you, Anthony, went to Harvard Law School. I went to Columbia, could have gotten into Columbia Law School, but opted out, decided to become an entrepreneur. So, I mean, the brightest people make money. There's nothing wrong with that. It's not a crime to make money, but they think it is. And they're going to come after all of us, including the Jews, first. So it's just so stupid and self-destructive and self-hating for any Jew in America to be a Democrat that I've called this week on my Newsmax TV show for a Jexit. Instead of a Brexit or the blacks with a Blexit, as in Candace Owens, Wayne Root's calling for a Jexit, a Jewish exit slash exodus from the Democratic Party, because it does not represent our interests and it's going to end very badly.
Well, you know, listen, I obviously agree with everything you're saying, but I want to just explain the underlying reason. So, unfortunately, in a path of socialism, you're distorting all the market-based incentives and all the incentives based on human nature of hard work, discipline, and self-sacrifice to get ahead. And so once you flatten that out and try to systematize equal outcome, the whole system goes crazy, and then you have to start finding people to blame. And unfortunately, throughout history, the Jewish people represent a minority, and so it's very easy to blame a minority. But Wayne, I just want to tell your listeners, the most important minority in the world is actually the individual. And if you understand the Western canon of law and the endowment of Western liberties, whether it's from John Locke or Thomas Jefferson, we have to protect the individual. And what socialists like, and what socialists agree to, is that the individual really isn't important. They're smarter than the individual. They're smarter than the people that they, quote unquote, think are beneath them. And they want to take the money from their pockets, and they want to distribute it in the way that they think is smarter, better, et cetera. And so when that starts to happen, and you get all of that misalignment of incentives, and things start going wrong, then you got to blame somebody. And so they're always going after the minority. And so listen, there's two choices in life, Wayne. There's a ticket. There's a lottery ticket for the American dream. That's the aspirational society. That's the blue-collar family I grew up in.
But
if things get very desperational, Wayne, they'll take a meal ticket. They'll take a free meal ticket. And so it's something you and I have to work on, Bill O'Reilly, Donald Trump, et cetera, is developing the right policies so that people feel aspirational in their life, no matter what their class, what their station is, what their income is, they can feel and taste the American dream that it's a half a generation away or a generation away from their family.
Couldn't agree with you more. Couldn't agree. You and I came from the same type of neighborhood. Well, wasn't your dad a blue-collar guy, if I remember correctly?
My dad was a laborer. He's an hourly worker. He spent 42 years in the same company. He was a payloader operator. He eventually became a heavy crane operator. As he got a little older, they put him in the dispatching job where he weighed the trucks and the crushed lucrative business that he was working in. And he's 84 years old. Has a hard time hearing today, Wayne, because you know, all that heavy machinery use, they didn't really protect themselves like they do today. He was a very hard worker. And I would never dishonor my dad by telling anybody I grew up poor. Not grew up poor. But my dad believed in the American dream. He didn't go to college, spoke Italian in the house, spoke some English in the house. There weren't really a lot of books in that house. But him and my mother put a big emphasis on education. And we bought into it. We believed, hey, if we do our work, we're going to get some education, build businesses, we're going to grow, become financially independent. And the reason why I supported the president, and still do for that matter, despite whatever happened to me politically, is that he has the right policies in place to allow that to happen for lower middle class and blue collar people. So that's the reason why I titled the book The Blue Collar President. I also really made the loopholes crazy because Trump was born with a golden toilet seat under his tush. And so I know the liberals would get upset about that, but he really did attract blue-collar people from across the board. into his campaign, and those are the people that brought him the president.
Tell me about what happened, you know, if you, whatever you can tell, that's in the book, Trump, the Blue Collar President, about what happened when you had your short-lived stint at the White House. You were the White House Director of Communications, July 17. You know, it was a weird situation. I scrambled to defend you, and I knew everything you said was kind of true, Anthony. You know, you were calling out the rats, but you know the way you said it wasn't so great, and it wound up getting out. So talk about it.
No, 100%. I knew this. I had to own that mistake. You know, I had lunch with John Kelly, who fired me on July 31st, a few weeks ago. I told John, look, I don't mind being fired. What I did was fireable. I tell students all over the country, you have to own your mistakes in life. And so I trusted a reporter, Wayne, that was an Italian kid that lived in the next town over from me. His father had worked with my dad in Long Island construction for 50 years.
Really?
And I sort of improperly, due to bad judgment on my part, transcended that relationship over to the kid. And I was having an off-the-cuff conversation with him, very locker room talk, very neighborly. He was recording me. He ran to CNN and published an article in the New Yorker. I told him, I said, hey, listen, you published that, I'm going to lose my job. Why be that transactional? He said, oh, no, I'm going to do this to you. I said, okay. And that's that old adage from Harry Truman. If you want a friend, it must be bad dog. So I made the mistake. I own it. I don't blame anybody other than myself.
Anthony, I got to cut in. Quick question. We're just running to an ad break. Can I just keep you for one more segment so we can talk about this a little bit?
Yeah, no problem. Absolutely.
Hang in there, Anthony. We'll be right back. Anthony Scaramucci, author of Trump, the Blue Collar President. We'll be right back. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root, the Capitalist Evangelist. I'm here to introduce you to a special company with the potential to be one of the great all-American stories. Fortum Resources is a publicly traded, diversified natural resource company with oil, gas, and mining properties in North America and internationally. Fortum is led by Chairman Mark Bruner, the legendary oil man who built Ultra Petroleum from a 15-cent stock to $200 per share, creating $15 billion in shareholder profits. Mark has 30 years of experience in the oil and gas industry, overseeing contracts with Halliburton, ExxonMobil, and Hess. Fortum has over 350,000 acres of oil and gas resources, and more than half the acreage has been evaluated by world-renowned auditors Deloitte Touche. Fortum also owns the rights to the 180-square-mile City of Gold mining property. Fortum is traded on two global exchanges, U.S. ticker symbol FTMR. Repeat, FTMR. This is a rare ground floor opportunity to capitalize on a proven energy industry legend. Please visit FortumResources.com. That's Fortum, F-O-R-T-E-M, Resources.com.
Coming to theaters for 3 days only. Patterns of Evidence, The Moses Controversy.
The Lord said to Moses, write this in a book.
A new documentary follows investigative filmmaker Timothy Mahoney's faith-affirming journey throughout the Middle East in search of scientific evidence that Moses wrote the first books of the Bible.
So the question is the Bible a literal story of God acting in history?
Patterns of Evidence, The Moses Controversy. In theaters March 14th, 16th, and 19th only. For tickets, go to patternsofevidence.com/Moses.
Get the hottest flooring styles at incredible prices at Lumber Liquidators Spring Black Friday Flooring Sale. All waterproof floors are on sale up to 50% off. Get a dollar off per square foot on select Bellawood hardwood floors. And take 20% off new AquaSeal water-resistant laminate. Plus, ask how you can get professional installation and special financing. Get to Lumber Liquidators Spring Black Friday Flooring Sale today. Visit LumberLiquidators.com for a store near you.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root on behalf of my great buddy, Ron Corey. Ron's one of the most successful businessmen in Vegas. He's living the American dream, and he's written a hot new best-selling book about his crazy and dangerous journey. This Vegas tough guy and former Marine fought shady thugs, dirty cops, corrupt politicians, and mob wannabes. An entire city tried to frame him and put him in prison for 50 years. But my buddy Ron is so tenacious, he beat them all. And now he's telling the real story, nothing but the facts. Tenacity is the raw story of what it takes to make it in Vegas and the business world. With the most colorful and shady supporting cast ever. Ron beat the police, City Hall, and Stage 4 cancer. What are the odds? Only in Vegas. Tenacity is such a wild story. Hollywood now wants to turn Ron's book into a movie. This story is so good. Famous movie actor Michael Madsen of Donnie Brasco is the voice of the audiobook. Go to Amazon today and order Tenacity by Ron Corey as a book, ebook, or Kindle. That's Corey, C-O-U-R-Y. Visit his website, RonCoreyAuthor.com. For more details, go to Amazon to order Tenacity today.
War now!
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny because they haven't chosen to take the first step towards the life they've always dreamed of. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Start small or dream big. Work part-time or full-time. You choose the pace. Just visit startlivingyoung.com. That's startlivingyoung.com. And click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health products company that spent 5 years on the Inc. 5,000 fastest-growing private companies in America list. With over $1 billion a year in sales, they'll provide all the tools you need to thrive and succeed. And you'll be blown away by how little it takes to get started. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab at the top of the page. 2019 will be the year your new life begins. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Wayne wants to hear from you. Call now, 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, Fordham Resources is the sponsor of the show and the sponsor of this segment of the show. Fordham is a publicly traded, diversified natural resource company with oil, gas, and mining properties in North America and internationally. Fordham's team is led by Chairman and CEO Mark Bruner, the legendary oil man who built Ultra Petroleum from a 15-cent a share stock to $200 a share, one of the biggest moves in the history of Wall Street, creating $15 billion in shareholder profits. Fordham now has over 350,000 acres of oil and gas resources, and more than half the acreage has been evaluated by world-renowned auditors Deloitte Touche. Fordham also owns the rights to the 180-square-mile City of Gold mining property. Can you imagine? The entire island of Manhattan is 22 square miles. They own a gold mine that's 180 square miles in Miramar. Fordham is traded on two global exchanges, U.S. ticker symbol FTMR. Please visit Fordham Resources. Check them out at Fordham Resources, F-O-R-T-E-M, FordhamResources.com, ticker symbol, again, F-T-M-R. Check them out. Good stuff. Speaking of stocks, we got one of the great hedge fund guys in the history of Wall Street, Anthony Scaramucci, brilliant guy, served as White House Director of Communications in July 2017, founder of SkyBridge Investment Firm. He's got about $9 billion under management, specializing in hedge funds, author of the new book, Trump, the Blue Collar President. Trump, the Blue Collar President, hosts a podcast with his wife, Deidre. Mooch and Mrs., welcome back to the show, Anthony.
Hey, it's great to be on, Wayne. Thanks so much for having me.
You were kind of well-known, by the way, during that short stint at the White House for you and your wife at the time kind of broke up, and now you're back together. So I'm really glad to hear that. You two have smoothed things over and everything's good.
Yeah, I think it's another big lesson. You got to drop your pride in life. You know, I really love Deidre and me, and we were fighting both personally and fighting about the political situation, and we were heading in the wrong direction with the two beautiful young kids, and so we were able to bury the sword, so to speak. And you know, it's another big lesson. You know, drop the pride and ego. I think every time I've had my pride and ego involved, it's led to a disaster. When emotions are high, Wayne, intelligence runs low. So. I'm glad that her and I were able to put it back together. But you mentioned the podcast. My wife takes a cheese grater to my forehead for 35 straight minutes every Tuesday afternoon to the great delight of all of her friends. So the podcast drops Tuesday afternoon, and we get a ton of downloads, and it's a lot of fun to do.
All right. Tell me what your takeaway was from working around Trump, not just as that short stint at the White House communications director, but there's a reason why he named you communications director, because you know Donald. You two have a good relationship. So tell me about the guy.
I know him for 20 years. I know him really well for the last 7. And I worked for him on a campaign for a year. I was on his transition, executive transition team. So I was helping him build the government. So we go back a long ways. He hired me basically previous to Bannon, and so he knew he had a problem there, and you saw the tweet that the president put out January of 2018 on Bannon, and things I said to the reporter was almost identically my assessment of what Steve was doing as president. But here are the president's great skills. He's an unbelievably instinctive political leader. He's got very, very good judgment on the business side of things and the economy. And so the process of deregulating some of the aspects of our businesses has led to enormous growth. He's made the tax structure of the United States, especially from a corporate tax structure, way more competitive, which you're going to see tons more of investment capital flowing into the U.S. as a result of his landmark tax reform bill. And so by and large, he's cheating history. You know, if you're 11 and a half years into an economic expansion, and he's growing the economy more robustly than the Obama administration was capable of. But those are his main skills, and you and I both know he's a great communicator. Is he speaking in the most elegant language of fun? No. But is he speaking directly to Americans in a gut-feeling sort of way where they respond to it? And even the ones that supposedly don't like him, when the curtain closes and they go to vote, they end up voting for him. And so, I predict he'll win a resounding re-election victory.
All right, you and I are on the same team on that one. I think that when the economy's good, people vote for you. And I think the Democrats, the whole Mueller investigation, the whole witch hunt by all these Democrats who just hate this guy, it's mostly out of jealousy. He's done what they couldn't do. Obama could never make the economy hum like this in his wildest dreams. Neither could any Democrat. Hillary couldn't. They're all jealous.
Well, you and I, again, preach into each other. So, I almost feel like it's you, me, and Hannity are like the holy trinity of Trump.
Yeah.
But I totally agree with everything you're saying. I think the only thing I would add to this is that the more they come at him, the higher his approval ratings are going to go. They popped into the mid-40s. They're on their way through 50. All they got to do is they go to impeachment. That'll even be better. 59% of the people are saying that they do not want the president impeached under any circumstances.
No, you and I are in the same mindset. Listen, impeachment will be the best thing that ever happened to us. I think Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, the best thing that ever happened to us. Best saleswoman for Trump and the GOP. And these Jew-hating, terrible people in the United States House of Representatives, best thing that ever happened to us. They're showcasing the most radical skills. Anthony Scaramucci, you're a great guy. Those who don't know you, I know you better than the average person out there. Very good guy. And I really appreciate everything you've done for the president. And we appreciate your new book, Trump, the Blue Collar President, and your podcast with your wife, Deidre Mooch, and the missus, and I appreciate you coming on my show. Thanks, buddy.
My
be good. See you, soon.
See you soon. God bless.
God bless, Anthony. Bye-bye. Wayne Allyn Root, War Now, with Anthony Scaramucci. We'll be back. I got to use that line for now on. That was a great line. The Holy Trinity for Trump. Root, Scaramucci, and Hannity. I like it.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.